And as historic rains continue to pummel South Carolina, there's a tragedy unfolding off the coast of the Bahamas. At a press conference today, Coast Guard Captain Mark Fedor said the cargo ship El Faro, which has been missing for 5 days, went down in heavy winds and high seas from Hurricane Joaquin. Debris and a body have been found.
What that means, though, we just change our search planning efforts. We are still looking for survivors or any signs of life, any signs of that vessel. We are still doing that. So the search for survivors continues.
How is this affecting the maritime community? Captain Joseph Murphy is a former master of commercial ships and now a professor at the Mass Maritime Academy in Bourne, Massachusetts. And Captain Murphy, this has to be a very, very tough day.
Yes, it's a difficult day, especially for the families involved.
Yeah. We know many of them had gone to a union hall in a holding area waiting news in Jacksonville, Florida. Now this news comes. There's so much that is unknown, but what is known is that the ship's owner knew that they were in this area and authorized this travel. Now, they are still standing by that. Your thoughts?
Well, I can understand why this occurred. Unfortunately, while people may think we have perfect information, we do not. And when they sailed, it was reported as a tropical storm, something that ship has gone through many times in that very same area. What was not anticipated or known by reports was the intensification of the storm and its development into a Category 4. It is an unusual situation, and it's really what can only be understood as perils of the sea.
Well, they encountered winds of up to 130 miles per hour, waves of up to 30 feet high. But yet, many of us became very familiar with cargo ships through the film Captain Phillips, about the ship that was taken over by pirates. They are huge. They have huge containers on them. I mean, it just seems impossible that they would go down.
Well, let me tell you, my son Shane was the chief mate on that ship.
The Captain Phillips ship?
Yes.
Huh.
However, it does seem impossible, but in a storm or in heavy weather, two of the most important things to the survival of the ship are its ability to maintain propulsion and power. Propulsion so they can maneuver it, and power so that they can maintain communication. The other one is watertight integrity, so that the ship is able to float. By all reports, she had a 15-degree list, which would have made it very difficult for them to launch the lifeboats. And she had lost power and communication, so my suspicion is that, they did not have either propulsion or power. Mm-hmm. My personal belief is, and I don't have anything to go on other than experience, years of going to sea, is that the ship actually did capsize and sank very, very quickly.
Look, the families are saying that of the crew members aboard, they were young, many were women, and that they loved this ship. Every week they have abandoned ship drills, and so they felt somewhat safe, although one young woman apparently texted out that they were headed right into a hurricane.
Yes.
But you're about to go back into a classroom and talk to future crew members. Here we are with this news today, but also you with a son who served on a ship that was taken by pirates, that horrendous story. How do you encourage them to go into this line of work?
Well, we teach them right from the very first day that they get to these academies how to deal with emergencies. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to rehearse in the class their emergency procedures for abandonment, which they've been skilled and drilled in since the very first day that they got here at Mass Maritime. The towed ship had the best of equipment. It was well inspected. Their crew were well trained. They were simply overwhelmed by the force of nature. And while it does seem impossible that that could happen, it does happen.
Well, as I said, you're going into a class right now. I imagine you're going to spend a couple minutes on just that.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
By the way, are any of these, do you know if anyone on this ship was a graduate?
Yes, we had one.
Oh.
Yes. an engineer, graduated in 2005.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes, terrible. It is difficult, Robin, and it's very difficult for us to talk about it, but it's something that they are aware of, that they're prepared for, and they believe that their training and experience will help them get through it. It's just that sometimes when we talk about 40-foot seas and 140-knot winds, there are very few things that can survive that. They don't.
That's Captain Joseph Murphy, a master of commercial ships and professor at Mass Maritime Academy in Bourne, Massachusetts. And as you just heard, they did have a graduate on board the El Faro, which the Coast Guard now says has capsized. Captain, thank you. And again, we're so sorry.
Okay, Robin. Thank you. Nice talking to you.